This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. China launched live fire military drills in six areas surrounding Taiwan on Thursday. The drills were conducted a day after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the self-ruled island that Beijing regards as Chinese territory. China's state-run television said the drills would end Sunday and will include live firing on the waters and in the airspace surrounding Taiwan. Taiwanese officials have said the drills are a severe violation of the island's territorial waters and have compared the action to a blockade. Taiwan's cabinet spokesman also said the websites of the defense and foreign ministries and the presidential office were the target of a cyber attack. Meanwhile, Pelosi and her delegation are in South Korea Thursday. She met with her South Korean counterpart, National Assembly Speaker Kim Jinpyo, and other senior members of parliament for talks on regional security and economic cooperation. She also plans to visit the heavily militarized inter-Korean border area jointly controlled by the American-led UN command and North Korea. The jury in the trial of the gunman who carried out the deadly 2018 shooting at a Florida high school will get a first-hand look at the crime scene Friday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The 12 jurors and 10 alternates will be bused today to Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where Nicholas Cruz killed 14 students and 3 staff members 4 years ago. The building has been sealed and surrounded by a chain-link fence, and rooms inside the 3-story building are still blood-spattered with bullet holes. Prosecutors are hoping the visit will help prove that the former Stoneman Douglas student's actions were cold, calculated, heinous, and cruel. The 23-year-old Cruz pleaded guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder. This trial is only to decide whether he's sentenced to death or life without parole. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Closing arguments are expected Thursday in American basketball star Brittany Griner's drug trial in a Russian court. Griner is facing a potential sentence of 10 years in prison if convicted. She was arrested at a Moscow airport in February with what she has acknowledged were vape canisters with cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner's lawyers argued that she had no criminal intent and had been prescribed the cannabis to treat pain. U.S. officials say she is wrongly detained, but Russian officials have said Griner violated Russian law. In a call last week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to accept a prisoner swap that would send Griner and accused spy Paul Whelan, who U.S. officials say is also wrongfully detained, to the United States. People familiar with the matter say the U.S. proposal would include releasing the notorious arms trader Victor Boot to Russia. A major Hollywood studio has decided not to release a multi-million dollar action film based on a popular comic book character. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wales Gabriel has that story.
Think of it as a potential blockbuster that won't ever make it to a block near you. Warner Brothers has decided to spike the Batgirl movie it was planning for HBO Max. That means instead of releasing it on streaming or in theaters, Warner will simply eat the cost of the $90 million movie. It was to star in the high star Leslie Grace as Batgirl and co-star Michael Keaton as Batman. This is an almost unheard-of move in Hollywood. Look at it this way. Consider the worst movie you ever saw, and then think how bad studio execs felt that Batgirl must be for them to decide that it should never see the light of day. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Repeating our top stories, China launched a live-fire military drill in 6 areas surrounding Taiwan on Thursday. The drills were conducted a day after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the self-ruled island that Beijing regards as Chinese territory. China's state-run television said the drills would end Sunday and will include live firing on the waters and in the airspace surrounding Taiwan. Taiwanese officials have said the drills are a severe violation of the island's territorial waters and have compared the action to a blockade. Taiwan's cabinet spokesman also said the websites of the defense and foreign ministries, as well as the presidential office, were the target of a cyber attack. Meanwhile, Pelosi and her delegation are in South Korea Thursday. She met with her South Korean counterpart, and she also plans to visit the heavily militarized inter-Korean border area jointly controlled by the American-led UN command and North Korea. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com and also download our app, VOA News. Reporting via remote, I am Richard Green for VOA News.